town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Right. Ooh. Podcast for the people by the people.
I think you get better at that every time.
That's like people singing the shower. That's me. I'm just going over that.
Oh, so you have like different renditions and like you practice
sure.
in the mirror?
You got to take it up a notch. You got to bring it down. You know,
it's good.
You got to feel the energy in the room.
Okay. Yeah. How's the energy?
It. It's good. It's okay. Great. Are you kidding me? We got a great guest here.
Yes.
We've had a nice week of weather too. Yep. We got so many things looking up.
Listen to our last week's episode, you know, editing that all up and getting it out. Corey's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
you
miss things when you're in it, you know, but then when you're back,
you play it back.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, that's some good stuff you had to say.
Yeah. So, I need to listen to that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually woke up this morning thinking it was Friday, so I kind of was a little bit disappointed.
Oh man.
You know, like you're just like, ready for the weekend. Friday. I'm like, shit, it's just Thursday.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Either way, that kind of sucks, you know, where you wake up and you're a day ahead. You're like,
yes.
Oh, no, it's not. You know,
like, right.
Either way, it's bad news.
I mean, not like Thursday's not a good day, but.
Yeah.
Don't you know in the podcasting world, you can't like actually talk about like days and stuff because today is Thursday when we're recording, but someone's going to be listening to this on like a Tuesday and then,
okay, well,
then you're going to really throw them off.
That's their problem, not mine.
That's our listeners. They got it wrong.
Yeah, who cares about them?
I already had the problem, then I'm going to put it on them.
So we just dropped a deer hunting episode on our hunting and fishing show, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really cool. Ashley got a buck, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the first comments was some dude, some troll saying, nobody wants to see old deer hunts. And I'm like, and I've always told this to Garrett, I'm like, you don't have to put the year that it, you know what I mean? It really dates
right.
it, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because he could have just said this season and you wouldn't have known the difference. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, if you wouldn't have put the actual season on there, this guy would have been none the wiser and it would have been cool. But since it had a date on it, you know, that threw it out the window.
It is kind of weird how like people have that mentality, and I mean I could say like I felt like that sometimes too, where you like if it's not new and fresh, it's like
right.
Oh, I'm watching reruns or something.
Yeah, it's like watching an old movie.
But which when you think about it, it's like if it's the first time you've seen it, then what does it matter?
Yeah, it's new to you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, right. Like you're none the wiser. So
yeah.
All right, so it's bad that I said it was a Thursday.
No, I'm not.
You're just
that.
Wrecking everybody's.
Okay.
Sorry
I
for all those.
Say it again. I mean, we're only
there.
3 years into this. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'll just wait till a Thursday to drop it.
Okay,
that's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
Take all the confusion. Out.
Right. So, what do we got, Andy? I'll let you kick it off.
Well, I thought this was one that you'd been after for a while.
We had mentioned. We had talked about this a while
back.
Yeah,
but when did we talk about it?
We talked about it when we did the NFM podcast, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, yes.
Because Andy was talking about what an impact that Teammates has made on his life,
okay.
being a mentor over the years. And you'd mentioned it beforehand, trying to get somebody from Teammates.
Yeah.
And I just kind of know about the program. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot. I do remember when I was in grade school, Dr. Tom Osborne was kicking it off, and he actually came to Lynch. You know, a town of 350 people.
Really?
Gave a really cool talk in the auditorium in our gymnasium. And then every single person that was in that gym, he signed an autograph for.
Oh, really?
Including me. I actually drew a Herbie Husker just like that one. And I had him sign that. So
that's awesome.
But I don't know a lot about it. And Ben, you actually have some experience working with Teammates. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
As a college freshman. So I can't say that I like paid a lot of attention mm-hmm. to what was, you know, how the program was working, but I was in it, and basically the way it worked for me was I was in college,
mm-hmm.
I got signed up for the program, I was in a fraternity, and first of all, just so people understand, we're talking about the Teammates mentoring program, and we'll get into some of that here in a minute, but through my fraternity, you know, we had to do certain kinds of things,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that was one of them that was on the table. And I said, man, that sounds kind of cool. So I got assigned to like a local elementary school, mm-hmm. Had a student, you know, there, and then went and saw them, you know, weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
College kid, you know, junk car driving from my dorm to, you know, to the elementary school not really knowing what I'm doing. But I, you know, I was a college kid at that point. I was working with a very young elementary kid. I was apparently thought highly enough, I guess, my character to try to influence this kid.
Oh, I don't know who decided that. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah, so we had, you know, I'd just go there during the school day. We'd have some conversations. I'd help him with his homework and, you know, just chat about life. And and it was, it's one of those things where it was as good for me as it was for him, you know.
Yeah.
So that was my experience with it.
So without further ado, we have Ashton Honor, Marketing and Communications Manager from the Teammates organization.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. Like, when you said you wanted to have Teammates on, I was all on board, you know, with what they do and the work that you guys have done and what I've heard about you guys. For the hunting and fishing show, I've always tried to get something done with Teammates.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, we could take kids fishing. And it always gets hung up in like, oh, are you going to be on a boat?
Got to be careful.
So we just got to hammer out the
logistics. Can you just say you're going to stay on the shore and
right.
not get and super close to the water?
And we're going
to
use hookless barbs. Yeah. And we're going to take all it. Yep, we're going to be good.
They're going to wear life jackets and everything.
No, but I do think it would be fun to get the kids outdoors, you know, and just figure something out. But yeah, no, we're excited to have you, Ashton.
Should we kick off just kind of maybe a little bit of history about the program and, you know, how it came about?
Yeah, let's
those
do
kinds
it.
Of things? Yeah.
The story is pretty fascinating. A lot of people thought it was Coach who started it, but it was actually Nancy. So Coach's wife, Nancy Osborne, she's a former educator. Back in 1991, she brought this idea up to Coach after seeing a special, I believe it was on like either 60 Minutes. About mentoring, and Nancy's like, why don't we do that?
Oh.
So she utilized Coach's platform. And so what Coach did is, at that time, back in 1991, he went to his football players in the locker room and he said, okay, how many of you would be interested in mentoring 7th and 8th grade middle school kids in the Lincoln Public School System? 22 hands went up. And so of that original class, it's pretty awesome. All 22 of those mentees eventually went on and graduated. One had a successful motocross career, so he went back and finished his high school degree, but all graduated from high school and then went on to some type of like post-secondary education. So a program that started with 22 mentees has now evolved in the last 34 years to we have served over 49,000 students.
Wow.
And we are currently in five states right now, too. So we are in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
And when you say Coach, you're talking about the Coach, the greatest coach of college football, Tom Osborne.
Coach Osborne.
Yep. And that was right, I would say, in the golden era, in the middle of it, right there, the early 90s is when Nebraska went on that championship run, you know, 3 and 4 years. So, people that say, oh, I don't have time for that, or this, that's like, dude, this guy was taking care of a roster of 105, you know, rowdy college boys.
Yeah.
You know? And he's still a mentor now.
Oh, is he?
He is. So if Coach Osborne, who is a husband, a coach, a father, a grandfather, he was in the legislature. Like, if this man can find time to do this, anybody can find time. We always say, like, you guys get lunch during work, right? Like, you get an hour for lunch. Like, all we ask is one day a week, 30 to 45 minutes. Again, I have a mentee, and it's, like, the highlight of my week.
Wow.
I see, and I know a couple people that do it through our school system. Mm-hmm. And so I had actually just recently gotten some information from the, I think it's the counselor that leads.
Oh, the program coordinator. Yes.
That leads it at our school. And she was giving me some information, but I don't know. You know, not that I haven't decided to do it or whatever. I was just trying to get more information. I didn't understand where, like, the kids came from or, you know, like if, she was telling me that some of the teachers decide that maybe they need it. Some of the kids volunteer themselves. Yes. I just didn't know all that.
So the student can either self-nominate themselves, a parent or guardian can sign up their child, or to your point, teachers as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we always say that And what we believe is any student who wants a mentor deserves a mentor.
Okay.
And get away from the stigma that this program is for naughty kids. Like, it's not. Like,
yeah.
We have, like, especially in those small communities, if we're in Lynch, Boyd County, like, we've got those three sport athletes. Like, any child who wants a mentor deserves that mentor.
Yeah.
So you guys both kind of went over it there, but I always think when you sign up for something like this, it's a huge time suck.
No.
You got to do all these different things. You got to have like bullet points and report this and that. don't ask government workers for bullet points. So all that goes into it is about half an hour, 40 minutes a week?
40 minutes a week. But one of our core values is safety. So, like, we don't just let anyone become a mentor. You have to sign up online at teammates.org, click the button that says become a mentor. You'll fill out the application. And then our training and services team will go through your application. We contact your references. There's a background check. So, again, safety is our core value, not only for those students, but also for the mentors as well. So then once they pass their background check, pass the reference check, then they kind of fill out this, like, questionnaire. And that's how the student is paired with the mentor.
Okay.
So it's similar interests. So they have things to talk about. It's great.
Okay. Mm. But then what – but it's just at school. Like, there's no, like –
Yes. No outside. Yeah. So Teammates is the largest school-based mentoring program in the nation, which is absolutely incredible. Out of all of the mentoring groups and in the nation, we are second behind Big Brothers and Big Sisters in regards to just overall in the nation, one of the largest mentoring groups. So it is a school-based program, which means the mentor and the mentee cannot meet outside of the school. Mm-hmm. You go to the school, you check in, you either go to the library. Sometimes mentors and mentees will go to the gym, shoot hoops, talk, play games like you were talking about, help them with their homework. But again, it's all in school.
Okay. That's what I heard too. And I think that's smart.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
There's no. But so then in the summer, it kind of just goes away for a little bit.
You don't meet in the summer. However, Teammates serves third grade through post-secondary. We do the post-secondary program it's different than that third through 12th grade program. The post-secondary program, they meet with their mentor. And those are kids in college or in trade school. They meet with their mentor only once a month. And that match is allowed to meet outside of school, just given the student's schedule.
They're 18 and older.
Yes. And they can Zoom because sometimes we have mentees who are in a completely different state going to school. So rules are different for that post-secondary group.
Okay.
Yep.
So you mentioned it started with 22, college football players as the original mentors. What numbers is it at now? How many mentors are within the program?
We currently serve 10,000 students across 187 chapters in those five states.
Wow.
And we still have kids on the waiting list. A great deal number of kids on the waiting list. So we are in a great need for mentors, and that's like our biggest call to action all the time. We need more mentors, and we are a nonprofit organization. So join our team, be a mentor, or to donate as well.
So is this just in Nebraska, or are you guys branched out to Iowa, other states?
Yes. So we are in, obviously, Nebraska, home base. That's where our headquarters office is in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. We also have a program office in Gretna at the Nebraska Crossing Outlets. And then we are located in a total of five states. So Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Wow.
So very Midwest-based.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you get involved with the organization?
So funny story. So I got involved with Teammates as a mentor last year. So I'm fairly new. I've been with Teammates now for 6 months. And last year, I'm like, okay, I was to the point in my life where I'm like, I want to get back to my community.
Mm-hmm.
And Teammates was like the perfect fit, especially with my job at the time at the Nebraska School Activities Association and having the opportunity to work with kids and work for kids. It was kind of a no-brainer. And to your point of like, I don't have enough time to do it. Yes, you have time to make a difference in a child's life. So I started meeting with my mentee when she was in fourth grade. She's now in fifth grade. But we actually meet in the mornings because I told her building coordinator, I'm like, I can make any time in my schedule work based on like her curriculum and her class schedule. And I was very particular about like, I will not meet with her during recess or lunch. That's her time to be with her friends and just that social interaction, which is so important.
Sure
so we meet in the morning and we've been paired together the last 2 years. And I told her, I'm like, you know, at Teammates, like as long as you want to be involved in the program, like I will follow you through all the way through post-secondary.
Okay. So that is the goal, is to keep the student.
Correct.
All the way till like they graduate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they can be a part of the program starting as young as third grade. And then my plan with my mentee is to go on with her all the way through 12th grade. And then when she decides, we've already started having those conversations about college and how important that is.
That's so,
trying to get that in her brain now. And I told her, like, I will be here for you for that entire, we still have like 9 years to go. So I'm like, I'm committed. Let's go.
Just that alone is fantastic. Yes. You know, she's already got it in her head that, okay, well, there's another step. There's a next step.
Yes.
You know, kind of like a goal-oriented mindset.
So funny you say that, because when we first started meeting, like, she wasn't doing so hot in school. She kind of had some behavior issues. And then when we started meeting, and the biggest thing for these kids is trust.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is trust. So your first couple meetings, like, it's hard. It is hard because that kid is trying to figure out, like, are you a consistent, reliable, trusting adult that I can count on to come every week?
Yeah.
And so once we got past that barrier and she's like, okay, you're not going anywhere. Like night and day difference.
Really?
It has been so cool to see. Like now she's involved in wrestling and theater. She's in a leadership group at the school and her grades have like skyrocketed. And so to your point about goals, that's one thing we do every week. I'm like, okay, tell me your goal. What are your goals for this week in school? And then you've got a wrestling tournament this weekend. Like, what do you want to place? Like, no dream is ever too big. So I'm just trying to, it's just been so cool to see her change in such a positive way.
In a short amount of time, too.
Yes.
Like, so do you, can I ask you this? I guess maybe my biggest reservation when I think about it is like, do you just run out of things to talk about? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm going to go in there. Do you have a curriculum? Like, you're a teacher and you're like, hey, we're going to go over this today. Like, it seems a little bit, not tasking, but a little bit when I think about it.
It's overwhelming.
Not every week. That doesn't seem, the time commitment to me, 30 to 40 minutes is nothing. But I'm thinking about like sitting on a wall with somebody just chatting. Like, what are you going to talk about?
So
I don't know.
No.
Is that a fair question to
Absolutely.
Ask?
Absolutely. It's a fair question. And I forgot to mention, so after you apply, you pass the background check, your reference check, your references go through, and after you fill out and they pair you with that mentee, before you can start meeting with them, you have to do a training.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, you have to do a training. So it tells, it's pretty much like the do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Because we are school-based, reiterate that you are not allowed, you're not to give your phone number, no social media connection, interaction.
Oh.
Again, safety is one of our biggest core values.
Yep.
And so in that training, they'll give you different ideas that you can do, what things to talk about, conversation starters, especially in those first couple meetings when they're trying to get to know you. And then each building that has a Teammates chapter, they have either a program coordinator or a building coordinator. And so we always meet, like, for example, my mentee and I, we always meet in the counselor's office, who is the building coordinator. There's games, there's board games, a different color. I love to color. So it's like, I love that I have an elementary school student right now, because she is all about that. But you would be surprised how organically the conversation just kind of takes off.
You
have like a specific amount of time each day?
So my mentee and I, we actually meet for 50 minutes.
50, okay.
But the minimum is 30 minutes. So anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. But by the time, you'll be surprised. Like, sometimes she's super chatty and you don't get a word in edgewise. But then other days, it's like, okay, like, sometimes you got to pull a conversation, because, like, sometimes maybe they're having a harder day.
Sure. Well, it's like your own kids, I guess. You know, sometimes they're chatty and sometimes,
So,
I don't know.
You'd That's be surprised. Like, once you get past that initial, like, get to know them stage.
I bet.
And she's so excited, like, every week, like, okay, I'll see you at this time. And then, like, we do understand, like, if something comes up and you can't meet with your mentee that week, we just very hammer home that you need to contact the school and tell them, because that kid is relying on you to like show up every week. So I always tell her, like, hey, I have a meeting during a regular time frame, so we're gonna meet a different day this week if that works for her schedule.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, that just like what you're talking about as far as the conversational flow, mm-hmm. I bet most of those kids really look forward to like someone to talk to,
yes.
you know, and have them listen.
Yes.
Right? Like even adults starve for that. Just hear me out. You know what I mean? So I just think that would be so valuable for any kid and every kid, you know,
yeah.
whether you think you need it or you don't want it or whatever. Just I could see where I know I would look forward to that. Like I got to get something off my chest and I know I got Ashton in a corner. She has to come on Tuesday
yes.
at night.
Yes.
And you're going to hear me out. So I think that would be just valuable in itself. Mm-hmm. And then you're not even really getting into the back and forth conversation. You're just listening to them.
And that's the biggest thing. They just want somebody to listen and yeah. care about them and have fun. That's like, we just want to have fun.
Yeah. Is that, and that's what I was thinking in the back of my mind, is there any kind of like stated specific goals for the mentees, or is it just that? It's just to be somebody yeah. there for them, to have fun,
exactly.
just to have a kind of a little break, a little release, a little conversation.
Yes. We always say we want you to be that another additional caring, loving adult in their life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Just again, just listen to them. Like to yeah. your point.
Right.
Like they just want somebody to listen to them.
Sure.
And, so it's not like we're not going out here trying to get more kids in college or trying to do this or whatever. We're just trying to be an adult figure, a positive figure in these kids' lives.
Yes. Nailed it.
Well, just think of how taxing it would be if like every week you had to like, we're going bowling this week.
Oh,
we're going
no.
to a game
oh,
that week.
You know,
like
no.
that would, oh man, that would make it so tough. Now, interesting, the background check. I might sign up just to see what you guys dig up on me.
No.
On there. I know I wouldn't pass. I would just like,
stop
let's
it.
See what happens here.
So as an organization, though, what do you guys do to get more mentors? Because you said
yes.
that is, I wouldn't say the problem, but that is the hiccup.
It is.
Right? Because you have
need.
All these kids. Mm-hmm. So do you guys, is that the point of advertising is... You know what I mean? Telling
yes.
people, hey, we need you.
The brand awareness, like even yeah. doing awesome things like talking to you mm-hmm. guys on this podcast, and I'll pub it out on like all my social media. We were afforded a grant by the state of Nebraska. It's called the Reed Grant, Reed Nebraska Grant. And it really focuses on the importance of and the necessity of reading literacy, especially for students in the third through fifth grade. You're like, well, why that age group? Well, if you think back 5 years ago, what was happening in the world? It was COVID. And so that specific age demographic really has been struggling with that reading proficiency. So through this grant we were afforded, we've had some amazing recruitment opportunities and to spread that brand awareness. So like, for example, if you were to go to a Creighton basketball game right now, men's or women's, and even during volleyball season, like you'll see the teammates logo on the floorboard.
Yes, you
electronic
will.
Electronic fascia. You'll yep. see Coach Osborne and Des Moines Adams, who is our CEO. We have a commercial that plays right before
mm-hmm.
the game starts. And then also Husker Athletics. I also have us in various colleges and universities across the state. Yes, like the Omaha metro areas, it's a huge focus right now for us
mm-hmm.
with Omaha Public Schools being the biggest school district in the state of Nebraska.
Right.
Obviously, there's a heavy focus there. But this grant has afforded us the opportunity to just get our name out there, brand awareness, that show that Des Moines and I do on 93.7 The Ticket every week, and then just various commercials through different various television stations across the state of Nebraska. Also, with my former job, I have a partnership with teammates has a partnership with the Nebraska School Activities Association.
Yeah.
So, and then we're attending different school administrator conferences, because who are those decision makers who's going to say, yes, we're going to have a teammates chapter in our community?
Uh-huh.
It's those superintendents. It's those board members. It's those principals. So we're trying to get in front of those communities to recruit to have chapters.
Yeah.
We are currently in 140 schools across the state of Nebraska. There's 140 chapters in Nebraska alone. However, I mean, like, Nebraska is home base for this program.
Right.
So I'm like, why aren't we in like every school?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
there's a huge need for just to get more on board with that. But then we also do various like recruitments. Like last night, teammates at a joint event with 100 Black Men of Omaha. And so they're also another mentoring organization. And again, just we partner with several. We partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, P4K, Partnership for Kids, other mentoring groups to help spread that awareness and that need. So anytime we have an opportunity to talk about teammates or get in front of, get the brand in front of people. That has been my biggest task as I've been on the last 6 months. But it's not easy.
Yeah.
But we're getting there.
But then you have to probably rely on the local people.
Correct.
Right? Like the coordinator at the school.
Yes.
So then is their task... They're volunteers too. They're not paid.
Well, or... it depends on the school.
Oh,
some of
them
are voluntold that they're going to be the program coordinator.
So then maybe they're not doing as much to recruit.
Well, if you think about it, a lot of these program coordinators, they're teachers.
Yeah.
They're coaches. So how many, they don't have a lot of extra time.
Yeah.
They may have like 5 hours a week to give to that, to the program, to make the matches in their communities.
I see.
So it's like, for example, like, as the marketing director, and you have to put your hat on thinking, okay, these people don't have time to run their social media pages. So we need to make them toolkits that they can just like plug chug all that information.
Okay.
So we try to make their jobs as easy as possible.
Right.
The whole teammate staff is just absolutely incredible to work with and work for. We are essentially a team, and we want all of our chapters to feel that way too.
Yeah. Well, and you guys are so heavily involved with sports. And that makes a lot of sense, especially the roots, you know, coming from a football team. Is there a thought process to maybe like branch out and, you know, work more with like the band kids, you know, things of that nature?
Funny you should say that.
I'm a funny guy.
Through this Reed Grant, because with my experience at the Nebraska School Activities Association, people always think that's sports-based. I'm like, no, no. They sanction 5 activities too. So my brain is constantly trying to be cognizant about that.
Yeah.
Because again, those kids... Like, it can't just be the kids on the football field or basketball. Like, we have phenomenal, talented kids on that stage, you know,
performing. State speech, whatever it is. Yeah.
So, through that Reed Grant, we have partnerships with the Omaha Performing Arts and the Lead Center in Lincoln.
Oh, very cool.
So, again, to your point, like, we want to be visible to those arts, fine arts communities.
I like that.
And again, it helps. It's a different demographic of folks. Yeah, yeah. And the age range, it's a lot more expanded. And so to your point about recruitment, like when you like you open up the program book, you're going to see Teammates logo. And like Teammates is going to be the sponsor of the Annie production at the Lead Center here coming up in a couple weeks. And so just wrote that program story that's going to go in their program book. And again, any opportunity that we can have and just kind of get away from like, we are not just sports based.
Right.
Even though our co-founder is like one of the most legendary football coaches. But again, to your point, we want to make sure we're showing those kids like, hey, this is important.
And, you know, those kids maybe don't get the limelight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or the attention, and everybody needs attention.
Yes.
And you brought up COVID, and that reminded me of the marching band wasn't allowed to do their championships. So at News Channel Nebraska, we set up this thing where I ran around and videoed and got really good audio of each band that wanted to partake in our little championship.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm just there to, like, get it right.
Uh-huh.
But every time I was just blown away, like, this is amazing. Like, these guys look like, you know, the marching band at a collegiate football game. Like, these, and they're just high school kids,
so talented.
And but I was never exposed to that, really, you know what I mean? I was never part of a big marching band or anything like that, you know. And I think you would say the same for speech finals, one play acting, all that stuff.
Like, one acts were my favorite.
Yeah, like there's just so much talent there. And like these kids, you know, they deserve every opportunity with teammates and everything else.
Correct.
As well. And I always see it like at the Creighton basketball games and things of that nature. So I don't know. I love to hear that you guys are making an effort to reach everybody.
Yes, that was one big thing when I came in. And I attribute that to my 10 and a half years at the NSAA. Because that was so ingrained in my head. Like, the Nebraska School Activities Association is one of the few associations in the country, high school activities associations, that has sanctions both sports and activities.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of the others are just very, like, sports-focused. So changing that narrative at the NSA, that was one thing I hammered home pretty hard my last couple years when I was there. I just try to, like, figure out different ways to highlight those kids, to your point. And especially in small towns, we're in 1X. You've got the football player up there and the play, and then you've got the basketball player who's like, okay, I got to go to practice right after this.
Right.
Yeah.
That's totally our small town, for sure.
Yeah, in regards to things like that, I want to help anybody who's listening to this who may not have a program in their school. And first of all, the chapter is the school district, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
School district.
So anybody who's listening that doesn't have this program in their school district, mm-hmm. what that kind of looks like. So when you're set up, you said that you have kind of the coordinator at the school. What, like, what's the structure? What would they expect to, how many people would have to be involved, how much time's involved, the kinds of things that they would need to do to get something set up in their district?
That is a great question. I'm going to answer that to the best that I can after okay. being 6 months in here. We just won't let any school district be a chapter. So they need to reach out to the national office, just go through the teammates website, so teammates.org, and we work with legal because it has to be like a sanctioned entity, a legal entity. Mm-hmm. There are smaller costs associated for getting that chapter off the ground, and we actually had a great manager meeting yesterday talking about, like, how can we make this process easier for school districts who are looking to come on, like, okay, here's your starter kit. Here's what mm-hmm. you're going to do.
Yeah.
So we're working on that right now. And it's been a shout out to our regional coordinator, Ashley Denton, who has been the visionary for, like, how can we streamline this process?
Yeah.
So the biggest thing, they will work with our director of operations, Vicki Howick, in getting that set up just to make, I don't know if they have to apply to be a chapter, mm-hmm. but they work directly with Vicki again because there's legal steps to go through mm-hmm. to make that a legal entity. And then, like I said, we're trying to make it an easier process for them yeah. to get the chapter off the ground.
Yep.
And then we'll teach them, like, fundraising opportunities. Like, here's how you can fundraise in your community. Because, again, community support,
yeah.
these chapters cannot function without that huge community support. And the community support that they have, it will translate into the school, and it mm-hmm. just makes a better community.
Yeah.
We didn't our school have some kind of fundraiser for teammates recently?
Yeah, we did some, like, duck toss
oh,
at the middle of a basketball.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Basketball game.
Yes.
Yeah, the kids love it. Like, just yeah. those rubber ducks.
It's
and
it's
like,
pretty fun. They were
whatever
sitting
wins.
Our, yes.
Whoever's the closest to, like, the bullseye or
yes.
something.
Yeah. Yeah. Those ducks were sitting in our office when I first started. I'm like, what is this about? And then I'm like, why do we have all these, like, rubber ducks in the office?
Jeep people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Someone said
were,
that.
Yeah. They were. It was pretty great. I have a couple of them sitting on my desk, actually. But it's such a great way to fundraise in that community so they can do other awesome events for their chapter.
Yeah.
So do you know, within a chapter, is there, like, a required specific structure as far as you have this many people involved, there's a board, or is it just one person?
So
or?
Each chapter has a board. They're supposed to have a
okay.
board. And that program coordinator, building coordinator, we kind of use those loosely.
Yeah.
The program coordinator is essentially, like, the main point of contact person, especially for us. And each, I will tell you, so you kind of understand this structure, like, we have a team on our staff called regional coordinators. So Nebraska, mm-hmm. gosh, there's, like, and it's broken down by region, mm-hmm. obviously, because not one person can have the whole state of Nebraska. Like, we have one regional coordinator in Kansas, South Dakota. One, our Western Nebraska rep also has Wyoming, and then Iowa has their own as well. But these regional coordinators are a part of our staff, and they work directly with those program coordinators. They're kind of like their points of contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so those program coordinators, they are tasked with making the matches because they know their students and they know those community members
yeah.
that would mm-hmm. make a good fit. And then each chapter is also supposed to have its own board as well. And I know we at the national office have kind of been, like, revamping what that structure looks like to make sure there's term limits as well, so you get some fresh
yeah.
blood in there. And then, again, that board tasked with, like, fundraising, social media. Sometimes the board members are running their Facebook pages, the
oh.
teammates. Each chapter we encourage for social media especially is allowed to have a chapter Facebook page. But again, they have to do a Facebook training with my awesome marketing specialist, Kaylee Jackson, before we'll let them, like, get
yeah.
off and go. Because we rebranded before I came on board. And so we just have to make sure they're following brand standards
yeah.
right,
and
right.
all of that stuff.
Yeah.
What, from the monetary standpoint, you've talked about fundraising a couple different times, and I was just kind of thinking about the whole structure. What do they have, like, with cost or, and I don't need specific numbers, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around, okay, they do a fundraiser. What do they need money for? What, you know, how are
I
they
was
using
thinking
that?
Too.
Yeah. So that is also a great question. So to get the chapter off the ground, I'm not even going to give a number because I think that
yeah.
number has decreased drastically. There is a participation fee to be a part of, like, the teammates' national office. So kind of similar to the NSAA being, like, a member school. You have to pay to be a part of the association. But then also background checks and then just getting that chapter off the ground. And, like, they do – a lot of chapters do, like, fun mentor-mentee activities. So, like, those Chuck-a-Duck fundraisers kind of help support that. Mm-hmm. At the national office we have a zoo event. So a lot of the Omaha Public School chapters in Iowa, it's kind of like a celebration for those seniors who are graduating. Oh, like, cool. You did it. This is great. But then we also have, like, you know, those third through 11th graders also there. It's great having the little kids there so they can see, like, hey, in a couple years, I get to be that senior. And it's at the zoo. And, I mean, who doesn't love the Omaha Zoo?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very true.
To do fun activities like that, and again, rally around the community support. I'm trying to think what else. Through this partnership with the Reed Grant, some of the contracts that I have, we also have a partnership with the Omaha Supernovas.
Yep.
Part of that contract, we're going to do a mentor appreciation event. So we're super excited about that. So that cost won't be associated directly to that. But, like, any fun things that the chapter wants to do, that's kind of like what those costs will go toward.
Well, it makes sense, too, when you said, like, things like background checks and stuff like that. I mean, that stuff gets expensive when you start getting into all that.
Yes. Well,
and sponsoring and doing sponsorships, like with the pro volleyball team in Nebraska, like, it's not free. But I do think those are just some fantastic people to work with. I just released a video with Brooke Nunveller. You know, she played at Oregon. Now she's a supernova. And it was tips and advice for young volleyball players is how I kind of packaged it. And she was so awesome.
Yeah.
Heartfelt, wanted to help little girls, you know, pursue volleyball and, you know, just get better. So you can see that they want to give back.
Yes.
You know, and they just – I took her to a place where she remembers when she was in middle school and what she needed to do to get better throughout that interview. So I love it. Like I was talking to you on the way out here, when you're engaged with somebody in an interview, you can tell.
Right.
They're not just shipping it in. And I feel like some of these partnerships you got going on, whether it's the Supernovas, you know, Huskers, whatever, like you can tell they are in it.
In it.
Yeah. So.
And that's just like, it just warms, it gives you like the warm fuzzies because it's like, we do what we do for kids. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like always hammer home, like, narrow your vision. It's the kids. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. And we just want to carry on that legacy that Coach and Nancy have envisioned for this program. And that's why it's lasted for 34 years.
Can I ask why, like, kindergarten, first, second?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When you said third, I was like, what's magical about third? Yeah. I just didn't know if they I didn't know.
That is a great question. Okay. I will have to ask our CEO about that one.
I just didn't know if they were just too young or, that, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they decided, like, that's the age, like third grade is kind of the general age where the kids might be able to kind of make some of those decisions for themselves. Okay. Like, maybe they're too young in kindergarten, first grade to really know, like, do I want to meet with someone? Do I not? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I do love the focus on reading, especially with that video that's gone viral of like 23-year-old gal that got her first corporate job. She's like, I can't read. I can't read. I can't spell.
And she's like, I know my little sister. I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
It's crazy. And really? She's like, and I know my little sister. She's about to graduate and she can't read and all of her friends can't read. And like, I got a big job and they're asking me to do these things and I can't spell. I don't know what I'm doing. Like it's about a... It's about a minute rant, you know, and it's over all the socials, you know, it's on X, it's on Instagram Reels or whatever that is now. But yeah, and she's just telling it, she's just being honest. She's like, I can't read and I can't believe that I got this job. I went through high school and college and I can't read or spell.
Yeah, and that's wild.
So I like that you put the focus on reading. Yeah. I think it's important.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah. No big deal.
So. And is it probably the mentor and mentee are both women or both male or
yes,
is
that's
it...
a great point. So you are matched with same gender. Okay. So like
That's what I figured.
Male mentors will meet with male students and then females with female students.
Okay.
Yes.
I just was thinking about it.
Again,
all the
that's
questions.
Safety component as well.
Agree. Yes. Yeah. 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 Well, I think I need to get to the website because again, she spoke with me. I think her name was Deb. I can't remember about it, but this is even more information. And
we are redoing the website. Good. So how it looks now is not how it's going to look here in the next couple months. That's one of the biggest projects I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Do you guys still do, like you were talking about, you were introduced through your fraternity. Mm-hmm. Do you still do programs like that?
So we're kind of transitioning to a little bit, yes, to like a corporate model. So our development team is absolutely rocking it right now, getting into big organizations heavily in the Omaha area. So we have a great partnership with Kiewit, Nelnet. We do like corporate recruitment. So we'll go in to these organizations and talk to their employees about the importance of mentoring.
Yeah, okay.
And some of those organizations offer their employees like paid time off to like go mentor.
Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's just, again, it looks good on their organization. They're helping another great organization. And then also we'll go talk to colleges and universities as well, get in their athletic departments, talk to their coaches, and then also get those student athletes involved.
Yeah.
Those student athletes are there from anywhere from 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so what better way for them to get involved in a program?
That's cool.
Yeah. So,
So kind of back to what you were saying, if someone wanted to get involved or get a chapter going in their school, it could be for a workplace too.
Yes.
If it, you know, it might be a little bit different process.
Right. But, so workplaces, they don't have chapters, but that is like our prime like mentor opportunity recruitments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the, like when I was in college in the fraternity, you were talking about, we had required things that we had to do.
You volunteer hours.
As members. Yeah. So it was like, okay, you got to do this. Much philanthropic events. Yeah. You got to do this many sports. You got to, you know, whatever. Your grade average has to be blah, 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 all these things. So, and then they gave us this list of here's how you could go satisfy some of this stuff. So the teammates thing was on it.
So obviously they didn't do a background check on you. So.
I can't say that they did, but yeah.
They probably did.
It was probably fairly early. When did you say the program started?
The program started in 1991.
Okay, so it was like 2001, so it was about 10 years in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Wow.
But
well, now you're dating yourself or aging yourself.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's just a number.
Right.
It is awesome that teammates is, and I think you're talking about all these changes with the website, moving to a corporate, that's showing growth. Things are changing, you know, so that's good. You don't want it to be the same from 92 to 2022.
Right.
You know, otherwise that sounds pretty stagnant.
So. And shout out to our leadership team. I mean, I'm on our leadership team when it comes to like managers, but the upper leaders, our CEO, Duboyne Adams, former Husker football player, coach actually recruited him.
He's intense.
He's awesome. Like if you have an opportunity to, he'll go and speak and do public speaking engagements. Like he'll make you want to run through a wall.
Yeah.
And then Tom and Nancy's youngest daughter, Suzanne Osborne Hintz, is actually our teammates foundation president. So talk about keeping that legacy going.
Yeah.
And she's been a part of that program since day one.
I bet.
So who better else? And then she's just all the history and historical context, like especially like a new staff member who's been there for like 6 months. I'm like, Suzanne, tell me about this. Like I needed more. I need some context on why this is the way it is. But we have such a great staff that is we're moving forward to help carry on. How can we make it better? Mm-hmm. How can we do things better for the kids?
Yeah. Yeah. That commercial. I think it's the most recent one that, you know, is on Nebraska Public Media. Mm-hmm. It's on NCN with Des Moines and Coach Osborne standing side by side.
Yes.
Like he still has that aura. Whatever Tom says, Dr. Tom says you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then Des Moines, I have seen that. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then he's standing there. I mean, he still looks like a.
looks like a football player.
It's like, okay, I'll listen to you too.
So what's like, I mean, there's obviously a lot of feel good stuff and I'm imagining, you know, you're still kind of in like the honeymoon phase of your job and everything, but it's probably kind of like a dream job. But what is what would be the hardest thing that you guys do or what you do every day?
The hardest thing, again, is we need more mentors. Mm. Like we always say marketing drives recruitment. So I have a heavy load right now. Yeah. And just kind of like the previous marketing director, our visions, as with any organization that comes in, like our marketing visions are polar opposite. So, So trying to change it to how I envision us and where we're going, and not that I have to do cleanup, but just kind of like
Yeah, reshuffle it.
Exactly.
It can't be the same. Otherwise, you're going to get the same results.
Exactly. Right? So I always tell myself, like, why am I here? It's the kids. How can I improve it, make it better? And because without our marketing efforts, like, we're not getting recruitments. How do I tell the teammates' story to get people to be like, I want to be a part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. With that in mind, and we've touched on this a little bit, how and where do folks sign up? How do they get involved?
They get involved by going to teammates.org. There is a button on the teammates website that says become a mentor. Mm-hmm. Again, click that button, fill out the application. And then again, with safety being a core value, we'll check your references. We'll do a background check. And then you'll fill out kind of a questionnaire about your likes, your interests. And the mentee does the same. So we know how to best pair those two groups.
If people want to like kind of just dip their toe a little bit and stalk you guys, what
is it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what people do on social media.
Okay.
We are on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. Gosh. Twitter. I always still call it Twitter.
I know, I do too.
Yeah. X. We're on X. And then also we have a Vimeo page, but we're getting away from that and we're going to YouTube now.
And are most of those the same handle? Is it just teammates?
It's most of them are teammates mentoring program.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're looking for like the red logo, the Nebraska red.
Yes.
You know, if you're on there trying to find it.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty obvious.
And does that... I think it streams live with your segment on 93.7.
It does through the 93.
So that's on YouTube.
Yes, yeah. That is on YouTube. Okay, yeah. That's also live on the radio. And then they pull different clips throughout the week and then tag us and we'll highlight. I saw it yesterday. They tagged us one with when we had Johnny Rogers on the show this week, which was incredible. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh,
just to highlighting some important clips talking about like kind of our theme and the importance of teammates and spreading that message.
No, Johnny's great. He's heavily involved. Well, obviously, Johnny the Jet.
Yep.
We talked to Michael Sevier about the Jet Award.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For him to, he kind of he played and was recruited by Dr. Tom Osborne, Coach Osborne. And he's kind of the same, kind of cut from the same cloth where he's still just waving that banner. You know what I mean? Helping out the community in North Omaha.
Yes.
Still involved with, you know.
And a lot of people don't know the work that he does there.
Yeah.
And so it was so awesome to just like listen to him talk and just all of the great things, philanthropic things he's doing for that North Omaha community. Yep.
Yep. In some of our early episodes, we got to talk to a couple of kids here that were part of something he was doing, right? It was,
I don't
remember the details, but it was a program he had.
Was it his scholarship through Metropolitan Community College?
Yep. Yeah. And since those kids were part of it, a couple of youngsters from North Omaha, they were trying to get a – and it's still kicking.
Yeah.
their comedy YouTube channel. I met them at the Jet Awards.
Okay.
And they got invited to it, and they were all dressed to the nines, wearing a suit and tie. You know, probably not their daily attire they're wearing. But, no, they're a fun pair, I thought. You know, it was a little bit out of our lane for a usual conversation, but I think that's good.
Yeah, it was a good conversation for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things like that going on in Omaha. I always have like kind of one final question, but I'm not going to go there yet. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to ask?
Teammates.org, right?
Teammates.org.
You
teammates.
Got it.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Teammates.org. Yeah, there it is.
I do have one thing. My head goes to you saying you need more mentors. Mm-hmm. Like, could the chapter say to like put something out like, hey, we're looking for five more people. Mm-hmm. Like I have X amount of kids waiting. Is that a thing? Do people do that?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yep.
I've not heard that from our community. Not saying that's good or bad. I just didn't know if that was a thing. Is that something?
That is totally a thing. And a lot of chapters they
will do that.
They will do that, yes. To help drive. We always say the kids have the powerful message. I heard that there was one chapter that had kids writing to various community members, like, I would love for you to be my mentor.
I like
I'm
that.
Like, ooh, that's smart.
That's like pulling at your heart.
Yeah.
You can't say no to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is what kind of things or what haven't we asked you that you wish we had or something you'd like to talk about? Was there anything that you thought about coming in here that you want to make sure we get out to the people or...
You know,
go through.
It's just kind of the impact that teammates has had. I'm just going to throw out a couple stats for you from the 2023-2024 teammates survey. And I don't have these memorized, so hopefully if my boss is watching, I'm sorry.
We can edit that out. Shorten that up.
Oh, where did
You're
it
still
go?
New, right? Yes. Like, give her a pass.
Yes.
Come on.
And these numbers change every year. But just kind of showing the impact that the Teammates Mentoring Program has. Last year, again, the 2023-2024 academic year, Teammates mentees, there was a 59% increase in academic improvement, 87% fewer disciplinary referrals, 71% fewer unexcused absences, and a 97% graduation rate.
Golly.
80% of which of those graduates had a post-secondary plan.
Wow.
So that's huge.
Again, yeah. Aspiring those students to have just that sense of hope,
yeah.
Pride, purpose, and partnership. And that's why that relationship with that between that mentor and that mentee is so vital. Yeah. And 92% of our mentors, because the mentors also take a survey, left their mentoring time feeling just like in a better mood.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like that's the highlight of my week, getting to go see my mentee and just.
That's something we didn't really touch on. I said something about it in the beginning, you know, of the impact that it has on the actual mentor themselves.
Right.
So when you're trying to recruit folks to be mentors, they need to understand, like, this is going to be as beneficial for you as it is for this kid.
Yeah.
And it's real.
And I love the route you're taking, making it easier, streamlined. You know, you're still going through the process.
Right.
But it's not this overwhelming, overbearing thing that you're taking on as a mentor.
No, it's so great. It's just to have that relationship with that student and to know because sometimes that's the biggest worry of why people don't want to sign up. They're like,
yeah,
what if I fail this kid? You're not going to fail them. Right. You're not going to fail them. They just want another loving, trusting adult in their life to listen to them, to talk to them, play games, color. So don't let that deter you if you're thinking about signing up to be a mentor. Like, you're not going to fail this child. We give you the proper tools to be successful, the trainings. Mm-hmm. Not only your online training, the in-person trainings that they'll do, and it's the training isn't an exhausting process either. It's like 1 to 2 hours max, and we're going to set you up for success to be that match.
Yeah, I think that's helpful to hear.
Yes,
because I had some of those thoughts again, like, you know, back to what do you talk about? But more or less, I guess being a little humble, like, why would I be influential to somebody else? I guess is what I've thought. Like, what makes me special?
Yeah,
to
I've thought that too.
To meet with somebody.
Special. That's funny that you guys bring that up. Because
I mean, honestly, it's kind of like, why me?
Well,
that would be.
Our topic with Johnny Rogers this week was about platforms and the importance of using your platform in a positive manner.
Uh-huh.
Be that servant leader. But again, and one of the questions that came up was like, well, I'm not anybody. Like, you are to that child. So we just want people like just to know you do make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that concept of serving.
Yes.
Right. I mean, that's what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to do that. And it might be obvious, but as you're talking, I was just kind of putting something together in my head. The way I'm looking at it is a lot of folks who were athletes have had an experience with a coach, you know, where that coach outside of the game, you know, got to know you and something happened or whatever, and they became an important figure in your life that helped direct you. And that's really kind of what this is. So
mentoring is coaching.
Yeah. You get the opportunity to have that kind of impact on a kid's life, but you don't have to be the sports coach, which all the things that come with that, you know, planning.
Especially in today's age.
Yeah. And all that kind of stuff. So you get that side of it where you can have that kind of impact.
Yes.
I don't know why that, it just like kind of came up for me thinking about coaches and some of the impact that they've had with specific players in their lives. And I got to believe that's what Tom Osborne was thinking about when he first started this is here's the influence I've been able to have with student athletes over the years, and I want to blow this up. I want you guys to have this influence over students in general,
and everybody in their life. It doesn't matter if you played sports or activities or not. Like you can always go back and be like, that person made a difference.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of like the tough teacher who was hard on
you.
Yes, that's who you remember.
But they're your favorite one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's well put, Ben. For sure. To the coaching thing. You're exactly right about the impact, and you know, you're not really even looking for it, but over the weekend, I got to broadcast a UNK basketball game, college game, so that's a lot of fun for me, you know, and my high school basketball coach was in attendance. He saw our booth and he came up and, I mean, we hugged it out.
Like, there's, right? Yeah, love
like,
it.
Like, he was my coach for 4 years. Yeah. You know, he was also on the football staff. So, like, and the, we didn't talk about sports. He goes, "How's your dad doing? How's your family? Say hi to Shane." You know?
Yeah.
So, like you're saying, it's, I don't know, it's deeper than sports.
It is.
Yeah. Way deeper than sports. So,
sure.
I'm all on board with everything about teammates. And Ashton, I'm so happy that you
made
the time
so
for us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great. So much fun.
Good learning. Yeah. I think all the information is going to be huge for people to hear this.
Absolutely.
And hopefully get moving.
One of the first things I changed when I got to teammates was I changed our tagline. It used to be there, but then I'm like, that's, to me, that doesn't,
it's a demand.
It doesn't strike a chord. And what we changed it to, one of the phrases that coach always uses, and that's join the team, be a mentor.
Okay.
Yep. Join the team.
Join our team.
Love it.
Yes.
There's that tie.
Love it.
So real quick, before we close out, let's talk about a couple of our partners here. Midland, MidlandUSA.com. If you're looking for radio communication devices, in your ag equipment, in your ATVs, just at home, you want a base station, you want walkie-talkies, if you're going on some hikes, whatever the things may be, Midland has all of that covered. If you go to MidlandUSA.com, use the code FARMFOCUSED, all one word, you're going to get 15% off everything there. Midland's some super cool folks. We've been having fun working with them. And the other thing is the Barn Owl cameras.
Yeah.
BarnOwl.tech. Same code, FARMFOCUSED, FOCUSED, one word. 15% off all their stuff. Surveillance cameras that you might be using out on your farm or ranch, or even anywhere, really, for that matter. Cellular connected, solar powered, super cool units. Everything feeds right to your phone. Andy's setting up out in the...
Yeah, I'm out in the sticks. You know, if you know Boyd County, I am in the sticks of that side. So we're putting the satellite connection, we're putting it all to the test.
Yeah, and I can tell you here where we're set up, our cell connection here is horrible. On our phones. So we have to have a booster in this building just to get cell connection.
Yeah.
But the camera's on a cell connection outside on a tree.
Yeah.
And it connects
it's
perfectly
great.
Fine. So they've got something programmed in there that works really well.
I know it's working well because Garrett with our hunting show, he's my partner. He has it hooked up to his phone where he'll get a picture when a deer hits that camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a good one or, oh, he survived the season.
Right.
He'll send me that picture and a text message. So I know it's working.
Yep.
Perfect.
And their program's cool. You can program like how you get notifications, how many notifications, how many photos it's going to take, how long the video it's going to take, so on and so forth. Super cool tool. BarnOwl.tech, code FARMFOCUSED, 15% off. That's all I got.
And I do want to mention, Barn Owl does have a nice, it's a small, but it's a nice enough YouTube channel. And there's some really good, if you're looking for information on these cameras, or their setup or price or whatever you're looking for, it's worth a stop to check out their YouTube channel.
100%.
So,
and then our for our Common Folk listeners on the Farm Focused website, 20% off.
Ooh.
Code FARMFOCUSED if you want a cool shirt, you want a cool hat, whatever.
Is that deal still on where you can leave a comment? Like
100%,
on Apple Podcasting, get a free t-shirt.
There
you go.
Do a review, get some free Common Folk swag.
Does it need to be a 3-star or higher though?
Look, I'll take whatever you got. Just let us know.
A 1-star? No, come on. We got to be better than that.
If you hate us and you put that up there, I'm still going to send you a shirt because I want to see you wear it.
You're going to give them one of the runoffs. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the mess ups. We got a ton of mess ups over there.
Yeah. Well, Ashton, thanks again for coming.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
Appreciate you coming out to the boonies here and
so
recording
great to
with
meet
us.
You.
Yes. And again, thank you so much for everything you guys do. And this is awesome. So
well,
cool.
Thank you.
We do enjoy the studio. It's fun.
Yep, for sure. It was a fun podcast. All right, you guys got anything else?
That's it. Peace.
All right, we'll see
you later.
Ya.